I have a couple of zoners who I just want to learn a little bit more about. So, Oscar, say hello.
Hi.
And your mum, Vanessa, is here as well.
Hi there.
So you, Vanessa, just to put some context on here, you had been hearing over the last few weeks that we were playing PSAs, public service announcements, for Crohn's and colitis. Mm-hmm. And you reached out and said, look, we've been sort of thinking about this. We don't want to be cheeky. Can we maybe come and talk to you about that? Because you, Oscar, you have Crohn's.
Yes.
So what I would like from you, sir, is just to explain, well, firstly, how old are you, Oscar? I want to guess 9? 10?
No.
Don't say lower.
Higher.
Okay, good. 12?
Yes.
All right, thank goodness I got it the third go. So explain exactly, because I don't really know too much about Crohn's. What does that mean to you? When did you find out, and how does it affect your day-to-day life?
Well, I found out in February of last year, and it affects me because, like, I can't do certain activities in gym, and it's, like, hard because you're, like, always hurting unless you're on right medication, then you're in remission. And it's just hard because you have, like, the emotional strain and also, like, you're always in pain.
And how did you first learn of this? What were the symptoms that you felt a year and a half ago that were bugging you and led you to go and get this checked into?
Well, I would have, like, lots of abdominal pain and, like, loose stools and, yeah. Lost a lot of weight.
Got to mention right now that you guys' hair is unreal. Like, talk about super curl. It's almost like you've both got the exact same hair. Was that meant to happen, that you both have the same haircut now?
Well, you know, he is my son, so yeah. He had to have one good thing from me.
Because when I was growing up, my parents always made me shave it 2 back and sides. That's why now I've grown it down over my shoulders, because they're thousands of miles away. I just get distracted. When I see long hair and I see it, like, teamed up like this, I kind of wish that my dad would grow his out, but he never did. It was always just straight, keep it short.
This is actually his third time growing his hair out. He grows his hair to make to donate it, to make wigs for kids that have lost their hair due to medical treatments.
No way.
Yeah.
That is fantastic, Oscar.
So he's always been kind of a giving kid, and now he needs to be on the receiving end.
That's fantastic. So, Oscar, let's go back to this story then. So what hurts right now?
Nothing, because I just got my infusion yesterday of Remicade.
Right.
Which is a biological drug that helps you feel better.
And so what was that process like? When you say infusion, what do you mean?
It's done by IV, and it takes about, like, 3 hours.
So you just sit there and it goes into the system?
Yeah.
So what do you do now then? How, now that you know that you have a bit more control of Crohn's, how do you move forward as a 12-year-old boy?
Just enjoy life.
What was the first thing you did after that IV yesterday?
Go shopping.
Oh, goodness. What did you buy?
New pair of shoes.
Yeah. I bought new shoes yesterday. I got some Vans. What did you get?
Vans.
Oh, what? Like these? Like this one?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I can't lean like that anymore. Oh, you got grey ones.
Yeah.
I think I just pulled a muscle. I don't know why I did that when I'm stood up. Okay, so then we are, well, I won't be, because I'm going to LA, otherwise I was going to join you this weekend. It just didn't quite time out. But you guys, you're going on a big walk this weekend in Esquimalt to help raise some money and awareness for Crohn's and colitis.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit more about that, Oscar?
Well, it's on June 5th, this
Sunday.
And yeah, we just walk, it's a 5-kilometer walk in Esquimalt Gorge Park. And we just have a lot of fun, and there's lots of donations. This year I've raised
$2,000.
You've raised $2,000?
Yeah.
How did you raise $2,000?
With help with my mom and dad.
You're on the radio as well, Mum. Vanessa, the mic's right in front of you. You can get involved.
I have a lot of really supportive and wonderful friends and family that have really helped us through all of this. So it's great.
Yeah, because what people can't see is that both of you have got tears in your eyes, because it's a very important thing to you, and because you're very thankful for it, right?
Yes.
Don't be afraid to share that with me.
Yeah.
Like I said to you before we went on, like, don't be afraid to share anything with me, because there is ultimate comfortability here right now. I'm intrigued by how you're going through this, and I'm intrigued by how you've gone about raising that money, and I'm intrigued about how you move forward with regard to everything we discussed the last 5 minutes. Simple. We're all getting emotional here.
Yep.
Okay, but look, here's the thing. I'm going to whack this in a blog. We're going to throw this on at thezone.fm. It's going to have this interview in it for any of the friends that you want to play it to later on, and more information for any zoners out there that maybe want to go and walk this weekend in Esquimalt with regard to colitis and Crohn's and raising awareness and raising money. And really, Vanessa and Oscar, thank you for emailing. And to everyone, never feel that you can't just say, hey, I heard this. I can attach to that because I have no idea what Crohn's is. But now I do. See my point?
Yeah.
Thank you for the M&Ms, by the way.
You're welcome.
You cheeky buggers.